We continue with Mishnah Berurah Midyom Hilchos Betzias HaPasim in Kuf Samach Zayin Sefer Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Im Hayu Shnayim O Rabim Echad Avarech L'Kulam. If there were two or more people sitting and eating together, then one is allowed to make the bracha for everybody else. V'davka Hesebu Shuderech Keva. But this is only if they are sitting in a Heseba fashion, meaning they are leaning. O Balabayis Im B'nei Beis O Davik Heseba. Or if it's the head of the household with his family, that has the status of Heseba, of leaning, of kvias, of having a set meal together, even if they're not actually in the form of leaning. It's like they were leaning, because that is the status of a family. But if they were just sitting and they weren't leaning, since this does not act as a set meal, then everybody needs to make the bracha for themselves. V'im amru no chalkan oba makom ploni. But if they said, let's eat here or there, kimen sheichinu makom lachilasan, since they set a place for them to eat, havi keva, then that is like they set the meal. V'afilu b'lo haseba, even if they are not leaning. So far we have three ways of one person making a bracha for everyone. Either they are sitting in a haseba fashion, or it's the head of the household with his family, or they said, let's eat in this place. The Mechaber says, however, v'ha'idna, nowadays, she ain't on a regiven b'seba, where we don't eat in this fashion of leaning, yeshiva didam b'shulchan echad, sitting at one table, o below shulchan mapa'achas, or if you're sitting at with one tablecloth, even if you're not sitting at a table, like a picnic of some sort, havi kvias, that is like it is a set meal for everyone. V'afil v'nei chabura k'seba didu dami. And therefore, this now acts as haseba. So nowadays, just sitting around the table acts as that form of haseba, which they used to have to give a kvias. U'didan afilu kavu makom l'achilasan o balabai zim b'nei beso lomahani. But that does not mean, says the Mechaber, that since we said our sitting around the table is like their haseba, that therefore, if we set a place to eat, you don't even need to sit together. That will not work. Even if you say, let's sit in this place, you still need a table to be sitting around in our times to have a kviya. So in order to be mitzarif, in order to combine for one person to make a bracha, or for benching as well, to be mitzarif for a zimun, to count to bench together, that you need to be sitting around the same table. That is what is a kvias for us. Even if you say, let's eat in this place, you still need to be sitting around the same table to have that tziruf for benching. The Beralacha quotes machlokas between the Vilna Gaon and the Magen Avraham, which basically comes down to a case of what happens if you really want to sit together, but there's no room. What happens if you're sitting at a bunch of different tables in the same room, and you really want to be eating together, there's just no room at the table. So this comes up more in a school or in a yeshiva of some sort, where there's just not enough room for everyone to sit at one big table. Or if you're at somebody's house and you have the adults' table and the kids' table, or you have a men's table and a women's table, whatever it is, where ideally you would sit at the same table, there's just not enough room at the one table. So what happens then? Does that count for a tziruf or not? So this is machlokas between the Magen Avraham and the Vilna Gaon, and everyone should follow the psak that they receive on how to act in this case. So if you're sitting at a restaurant and you have nothing to do with the family next to you, at the table next to you, so for sure you wouldn't combine for a zimun. The question is, what if you're in a yeshiva or something of that setting in someone's house where you're sitting at the separate tables? Would that then act as a tziruf or not? If you were riding together, and then they said, let's eat, even if they're all sitting on their individual animals, mitzdarfin, they can combine, because they stop to eat together in one place. But if they were eating while they were riding, lo, then they can combine. You have to actually stop to combine. If they were sitting separate in the field, even if they're eating at the same time, since they're sitting in separate places, even if they're eating at the same time, it doesn't work. So this would be like if you're in a yeshiva and you're sitting at different tables, there's enough room at one table, but everybody just sits down at their own table. They have nothing to do with each other, so then that's considered spread out. Even though they're eating at the same time, they would not be mitzdarif for a zimun. Where we said that if they don't have a set place that they decide that they're going to eat, that they each bench to themselves, or they each make the brach of hamotzi to themselves. If they have the other person in mind, so then that will work. So even though if you're sitting at separate tables, we said you are not going to be motzi the other person. If you actually had in mind to be motzi them, then it will work. And the Magen Avraham leaves this din as a tzarich in, because there are many rishonim that say that if you don't have a kvias sitting together, then you can't be motzi another person, even b'di'evid. But the Vilna Gaon says, no, you really can b'di'evid, it will work. And this works for Birkas HaMazon also, as we said, that if you're sitting separate, so b'di'evid, you would be able to be minstarif for a Zeman, according to Vilna Gaon, whereas the Magen Avraham would say that you cannot.